Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, Wilco Radio, Bazaria County, Texas, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's Evil Weasel Wednesday. And God Almighty, is there a lot of evil weasels out there? That being said, it's also the 12th day of December 2018. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029, and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 37 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 39 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And just cold winter. It's winter. Yeah, gotta hate it. Let's see what we're going to jump into here. Migrant group demand Trump. It should be demands. Who are these people? Fox News figures. This is what it reads. Migrant group demand Trump either let them in or pay them each $50,000 to turn around. And we're going to get into that as soon as we return.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then. Migrant group demand Trump either let them in or pay them each $50,000 to turn around. Report is from Fox News. Two groups of Central American migrants marched to the U.S. consulate in Tijuana on Tuesday with a list of demands. Whew. Some of you guys want to get together with me and march somewhere with a list of demands? With one group delivering an ultimatum to Trump, or to the Trump administration, either let them in the U.S. or pay them $50,000 each to go home, a report said. Among other demands were the deportation be halted and that asylum seekers be processed faster and in greater numbers, the San Diego Union-Tribune reported. Well, you know, these people have rights to make demands in our countries. I mean, they're foreign nationals. We better meet these demands. And actually, I'm going to show you guys how this would really be a fucking bargain, believe it or not. The first group of caravan members that included about 100 migrants arrived at the consulate around 11 a.m. Alfonso Guerrero Ulloa, an organizer from Honduras, said the $50,000 figure was chosen as a group. Oh, God, that's pretty cool, man. Let's get a group of us together. How much do we want, guys? It may seem like a lot of money to you. Mm-hmm. Lola told the paper, but it's a small sum compared to everything the United States has stolen from Honduras. Now them Hondurans, they might have a little bit of a bitch going there that I could agree with, because I have no doubt that there are international corporations based in the United States as their main base, because this is where the muscle comes from, the muscle to take from other countries. I don't doubt it a bit that there's corporations over there, but us American nationals who own this country, we don't owe you a goddamn thing. We haven't took it a fucking thing from Honduras. I never been to Honduras. It may seem like a lot of money, Vola told the paper, but it's a small sum compared to everything the United States has stolen. Don't see that United States, that's that corporation you're talking about. Nothing to do with the American nationals here that you think you're going to come in and take everything that belongs to us for what a foreign entity did to you. Why don't you go back to Honduras and go get the son of a bitches of your own people that are in bed with this federal corporation known as United States Corporation? He said the money would allow the migrants to return home and start a small business. I got to think there's about 100 million Americans in goddamn tent cities and living on the streets across this country here. They could use $50,000 to start them a business, couldn't they? But it's just like everything else. The selling of the infrastructure, the selling of the United States. Got Americans, they can't build. You got to get Chinese. You got to get Indians. You got to get people, and you got to get slave people who will enslave people, because that's really what it's all about. They want their slaves back. A letter from the group criticized U.S. intervention in Central America and asked the U.S. to remove Honduran President Orlando Hernandez from office. Well, you remove him. He's your goddamn president. We're going to have to remove this fucking corporation. It ain't nobody going to come do it for us. Oh, you guys should take care of this. Well, man, if you let people run you over, you let people run you over, Hondurans. It's your own goddamn fault. And you can shoot the corporation out of your country just as easy as we can. They gave the consulate 72 hours to respond. Ultimatums. I love it. A letter from the second group of about 50 migrants arrived at the consulate around 1:20 p.m. asking the U.S. to speed up the asylum process and to admit up to 300 asylum seekers each day at the San Ysidro port of entry in San Diego. Currently, around 40 to 100 are admitted. They're pouring over every day, pouring. And they're not talking about the ones coming in through New Mexico, man. That's where that's the, oh, man, the little hidden zone. I mean, there's no cameras down. All the cameras down there on the Constantina wire there at Tijuana and San Diego. In the meantime, families, women, and children who have fled our countries continue to suffer, and the civil society of Tijuana continue to be forced to confront this humanitarian crisis. Well, goddamn, Mexico shouldn't have to. I mean, they're the nearest country. If you're a true refugee, that's where you're supposed to go, is the nearest country where you feel safe. But, God, no burden should be put upon the Mexican people like that. The Mexican people got a right to have their, you know, to have what they earn and to get to keep what they, well, wait a minute. A refugee crisis caused in great part by decades of U.S. intervention in Central America, the letter states. I don't know. You know, people are people the same around the goddamn world. We're in quite a pickle ourselves here. We really ain't got time for you Honduran sons of bitches. You better get your asses back where you belong while you're still breathing. Of the roughly 6,000 migrants who've traveled from Central America to Tijuana, and we're not going to do it for no fucking Trump. We're not doing it for any goddamn government. It's because you're not going to come here and take what is ours. We're not you. We're not weak fucking goddamn cowardly ass people who can be made into peons and coolies and pissants that can be made into slaves. We're figuring it out, and we got the goddamn guns to back it. Of the roughly 6,000 migrants who traveled from Central America to Tijuana, around 700 have returned home, 300 have been deported, 2,500 have applied for humanitarian visas in Mexico according to Oxatel Castello, a caravan member who met with Mexican officials Tuesday. Others have either crossed into the U.S. illegally, moved to other parts. You see, they are crossing in illegally. They are coming on in illegally. I wonder if they're coming through New Mexico, through that Indian reservation. Oh, shit, what am I saying? Illegally moved to other parts of Mexico or have fallen through the cracks, the Union Tribune said. A lot of people are leaving because there is no solution here, said Douglas Matute, 38 of Tijuana. We thought they would let us in, but Trump sent the military instead of him. Bullshit. This whole thing here is a smoke screen. What's going on down in Tijuana right there is a smoke screen for the big, huge amounts of people, the tens of thousands that are doing the in run down around into New Mexico. That's just what's happening, people. Get ready to fight. Now, we were talking about 50,000 apiece, 50,000 to turn, if you'll turn around and just go back. And I told you guys, actually, if you consider what's going on in this goddamn country, that's a pretty goddamn good deal. Each illegal immigrant costs $70,000, seven times the deportation price. It's from Washington Examiner. It was October of 2018. The net cost to taxpayers for every illegal immigrant who sneaks into the United States has reached nearly $70,000, about seven times the cost of deporting. I don't care about the cost of deporting. $70,000 we're paying apiece for these son of a bitches coming in from these other countries. Now let's take a look at our own situation here. I went and looked some stuff up and it kind of made me laugh. The poverty level for one person in this country is $12,140 per year. Poverty level for a family of four is $25,100. They ain't even doubled it. They ain't even thinking about the children. In 2017, an estimated 39.7 million Americans lived in poverty, according to the official measure. And that is horse shit, and everybody fucking knows it. You try about 100 million people. I mean, what they're counting are the American nationals that would go on that welfare. There's so many out there. I know a lot of people. Man, they eat fucking nothing. They strive. They do any kind of work they can do, but they will not take fucking welfare. This is all that's being counted. But still, 39 point. Go ahead.
But they're still fat.
Yeah. No, the Hondurans are fat.
But yeah, they all drop kids.
Yeah, that's true. At any rate, where were we here? Deporting. We were talking about the 70 grand and the poverty level. Now, if you've got 39 million, 39.7 million, which is a fucking lie, but triple that number, and I mean, just like every other government lie, triple that number and you'll have a closer to what it is. But even at 39.7 million, you have 39.7 million Americans who own this fucking country, who own the fucking resources, living in abject poverty. Yet, this corporate government, this federal corporation, is spending $70,000 apiece to bring fucking third worlders in here and take care of them per year. That's more than twice. Hell, that's about three times what a family of four living in poverty gets. They're there for us. That corporation, that's an American corporation. It's just like I said, it's when they put anytime they put the flag on UPS or anything like that, it's all bullshit. It has nothing to do with America. The net cost taxpayers for every illegal immigrant who sneaks into the United States has reached... What the hell? Sam Broadcaster has stopped working. Windows can check online for a solution to the problem. Here comes Laura. Sorry about that, guys.
I have solutions.
You have solutions? I know you're not. You're full of solutions, dude.
I provide solutions, all right, people that just can't think for themselves.
Yeah, I follow your comments. I know, man. You're a thinking fella.
No.
You're figuring it out for us.
My balls are aching. They're tender. They're tender. Quit tiptoeing on them.
Anyway, sneaks into the United States reach nearly $70,000, about seven times the cost of deporting them. So, and about $70 billion, that's $70 billion a year. I remember the last year after 2008, it was like it was going to be $50 billion for another round of unemployment before they just started lying the numbers down, just started changing the way they calculate the numbers. If your unemployment ran out, you're not looking for work anymore, so you don't count on you're not employed anymore. You're just. But it was $50 billion. It was just an outrageous number. Oh, for an Americans, oh, my God, no, that's we can't spend that kind of money. But $70 billion, according to a new report. And according to federal census data, the surge of illegal legal and illegal immigrants across the U.S.-Mexican border has reached a new high since 2011 and matched the historic high of 1.7 million set in 1999. And this year, we're breaking another record, people. With Trump, you know, the great Trump, we're going to stop them. Everyone, first off, let's get this straight so everybody understands what the man said. Day one, we signed DACA. Day two, we start deporting them, every one of them. And then we build a wall and we let back in only the ones we want, which if it's left to the American nationals, they were going through. I was listening to Tucker Carlson or one of them goofy shows like that, like Sean Hannity or one of them dickweeds like that last night. And I mean, they've had the actual numbers, you know, 79% want them the fuck out of here. That's about what we figure, isn't it? 75% of the people that don't vote, the people who understand that this is all just bullshit, that it's all here just as a theft. They're fucking, you know, they're buying guns, they're buying bullets, they're buying food, they're getting ready because they know they're going to have to shoot their way out of this fucking mess because that's the only way it's going to happen. Illegally. The latest census data from 2016 shows that immigrants continue to come into the United States both legally and illegally, and the cost to taxpayers in enforcement and social services continues to rise, even when offset by the taxes they pay. And some of these people that are struggling, you know, these families, the working poor, I mean, you got working poor who can't, they're not $70,000 fucking dollars, really? I guarantee you there's plenty of American nationals paying taxes, who do not make $70,000 that are paying for this $70,000 to give to each one. It's each one of them. This isn't a family of four. If there's four of them, you can times that times four people. What is this? It's $280,000 a year for a family of four. And a family of four in poverty level here in the United States is $25,100 per year. Who are these? Well, we already know. We already know the answer to all these questions. We already know that we're just subjects of a corporate aristocracy that can't exist. We're victims of a fraud. And this is how far the fraud is going because, you know, the secret they're not telling you in this story here is that $70,000 per deportee is actually every dollar of that goes through a Jew hand. It goes through the Jew banks. And just like the welfare monies they scream about, God, billions of money on welfare. 95 cents of every dollar allocated, not allocated because it's not allocated anymore, put out through the fucking illegal grant system. 95 cents of every dollar is ate up in administration. So it's just building the monster bigger and bigger. That's why they love these big numbers. That's why they don't care about that poverty level for that family of four.
We're being held hostage.
Oh, absolutely, brother. I mean, this isn't rocket science. I mean, the Mandamus is correct in every fucking aspect, and they fucking know it. And it's coming down to the point. We sit here and we talk about it every day. We always hope that there's some new people listening. So they'll be going, "What in the hell are they talking about?" Well, it's real fucking simple. This isn't rocket science. There is a difference between a republic and a corporation. That's the difference. The first thing you need to do, if this is the first time you're listening, you're going, "What in the hell are these people talking about?" You need to look up the definition of a republic, and you need to look up the definition of a corporation, and you need to understand that this is not a republic, not the republic that was ratified through the original Constitution. This is a corporation by definition, and we have been made into corporate property. And it has all been done through fraud, without authority, in fact, in violation of the Bill of Rights, which is also, like the original Constitution, ratified frickin' law. Ratified by the states, the law in every state and the law of the nation. The supreme law of the land, we've heard it before. In two timely reports from the Center for Immigration Studies, the surge in numbers and price in the hit to taxpayers was revealed at a time when a new caravan from Latin America easing its way through Mexico is heading to the U.S. This is the ones, the guys that want $50,000. They just want one. Well, of course, they'd be back next week. They probably go, you know, 40 miles down the road, turn around, come back, and go, oh, yeah, we're a new bunch. 50,000. I mean, this just is mind-blowing. You think about somebody marching up to your God. It's mind-blowing in one way and not in another, because this isn't our government. We're as much victim. I mean, I don't doubt these people have been victimized by this United States corporation operating internationally for the Zionist Jews to steal the resources of the world and enslave the people of the world. I have no doubt. I have no doubt that you know, that. But still, it comes down to the individuals of the country. What's happening to us right now? I freely admit it's because we are allowing it. This doesn't have to be occurring. We don't, and as far as, you know, this corporation, what it's doing, I mean, it's on to us to destroy it. It's on to us to remove that unlawful, that goddamn running violation of our Bill of Rights, that treachery known as the 14th Amendment. Because we are not subjects. We are the rulers. And that's just what we got to get straightened out. And it you know, I wasn't around. Go ahead, brother.
You know what pisses me off is that our so-called government that we pay for, we don't pay taxes, they take taxes. They take our taxes, and they go invade other countries, destroy them, and then the people that are left over, they send up here, and we're supposed to assimilate them, right? As they take our jobs, you know, and we have no future for our children, and we're supposed to pay for that shit. This is fucking insane, man.
Well, what it is the New World Order. This is how they had planned it. There's been a lot of sticks thrown in the spokes along the way, because our people aren't that goddamn stupid. You know, like I said, they had us reduced down when they're making their world reports at their world communist get-togethers. They're showing little videos of people walking around with their fucking pants hanging down around their knees and their dirty underwear. And say, this is what we got them to. We got them whipped. Because, you know, communists, communism is a very kind of little, I mean, for the simple-minded, spineless, parasitic pricks that they are, it's kind of a strict system. When you come and you don't show results, you get put up against the wall. So they come in and say, this is what we've accomplished since 1968 when we, you know, infiltrated the schools and stuff. Here, you're going to love this. And then they showed some fucking nasty kid, you know, walking, or somebody walking around with a pair of pants. Actually, like, you forgot to pull the son of a bitches up. Come on. My God, how did they get that past us? Your pants are hanging down around your fucking knees. You're walking around in your shorts like a goddamn fool. And this is supposed to be cool. And where did it come from? Oh, it came out of the prisons. I mean, an amazing thing to find out. I guess that's if you're a faggot in prison and you wanna do the wild thing with another man, then you drop your drawers down, you walk around with your ass hanging out, saying, "Here it is," and that's pretty cool, man. You know, it's pretty cool walking around with your pants hanging down around your fucking knees. It is. I mean, this, how retarded can you get? But this is what they sold them on. They said, this is America. We can do this. We can do this. This is what we've reduced them down to. Only thing is, man, it's just like when they talk about the other 12%. You know, the Trumpers. Somebody was talking the other day, was a comment on the site. I can see this turning to like Nazi Germany. You know, no, they're 12 fucking percent. And all of us are fucking armed. This isn't going to be Nazi Germany. And we're not going to accept world communism. You're going to keep pushing until we start shooting. And when we start shooting, we ain't going to stop shooting until we've cleared every son of a bitch, every traitor out of this goddamn country. Everyone who's come here by a means of fraud out of this country, we will unleash, and you will be removed. And then we'll have our country back. Well, I think the Sam broadcaster just went down again. They must not like what I'm saying today.
Henry?
Yes, sir.
I'm rewriting the Second Amendment. A well unregulated militia being necessary to the freedom of our state.
Being necessary to the security,
right?
Of a free state.
The unregulated militia is being controlled and infiltrated by the government. It's going to be an individual fight, man. It's going to be house to house.
You have to, yeah, but when you talk about the second article, you have to remember when they were talking about a well-regulated militia. Let me tell you what a well-regulated militia is. It starts at the township. It starts at that common law court. It starts with that sheriff raising his right hand and swearing into the common law jurisdiction. Now, if a problem arises that sheriff, he needs help, he goes to the town militia. They called it a posse, but it was the town militia. And it was under the jurisdiction of the common law, of the people, not of no fucking government, because that's why we put the system the way we did, because we knew that government was fucking scary and evil and that it would take you over and what it had done to the people in Europe. And then if it goes on to a higher level than that, then the sheriff, you know, he goes in, you call out the state militia. Your governor has to call out the state militia, but he is not under the control of the fucking governor. Because the governor might be the goddamn problem. That the sheriff in each county would be in control of the militia of each county in that state. Because it might be the goddamn governor. Like I said, the sheriff, our last line of defense is supposed to be our goddamn sheriffs. Our sheriff should be right now if we had true sheriffs and we had our common law courts. But that's why the first thing that had to be removed was the common law courts. They had to remove our authority. Otherwise, the sheriffs would be sworn into the common law jurisdiction when they're doing these things like this asset forfeiture. You're looking at it, now this is fucking treachery. This can't be called anything else but goddamn treason. Okay? I'm a goddamn third grader. Well, no, you can't do that according to that. That's what that one says, and that's the big paper there. But each militia from each county should already be gathered around the goddamn true sheriff or constable. And then they would join together and at a meeting place, and then they would choose the leaders of the different militia groups, and they would go to solve the problem because the government has failed. Now, see, the way they set it up, they talk about a well-regulated militia, and because, you know, like when they sold us on the federal government. Now, what if a foreign entity comes in to get us, okay? Well, then you need a big apparatus that can operate on a national level. So that's when the militia would be called up into an army. But it would be, you know, the Congress would say, well, let's go with somebody real. The Russians are coming in. They're invading. They're invading. They're going to take them. And this is what the whole thing was set up for. The word goes out. The militias across the land. And we organize on a national level. Still, there's nobody higher than a colonel. So we would be operating if we had a true government. Our president, he would be an American national, and it would be his rights that he would be being fought for instead of these goddamn cliques and these secret societies who have set themselves apart and made their own little, you know, nest egg in the admiralty. It would be all of us against whatever the invader was. We'd wipe them out. It's like old Tojo said, you need a gun behind every blade of grass. None of this shit could be occurring. The well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. But have you ever looked up the word state? What is a free state? Oh, that's like North Carolina, Oregon. No. It's a state of being. And that's what it means. There's nothing government in that goddamn Bill of Rights. It's be it necessary for you to maintain a free state of being. See, it didn't say a free state government, a free state this, a free state to be in the state of freedom. And that's another misnomer. At any rate, we're at the bottom of the hour. We'll be right back.
Sister Christian, oh, the time has come. And you know that you're the only one to say, okay. Where you go and what you looking for? You know those boys don't wanna play no more with you. It's true.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:39 Pacific Time, and that was Stone Temple Pilots with Piece of Pie, sent in by our own brother Flea for the entertainment today. That being said, let's finish this up. The whole point of this whole thing is a family of four is impoverished at $25,100 per year, and I'm telling you, that's fucking impoverished. If you know what money's worth, you people have to live it. And you're talking about $70,000 coming from our resources when our own we got 39 million people living in abject poverty in this country, and we're paying $70,000 to bring because these let these people is asylum seekers because they're impoverished in their country. So we can spend $70,000 on someone that fucking that has no interest in this goddamn country, has never had, never will, are invaders, in fact. But our own people, I mean, well, this is, I mean, like I said, there's a lot not being counted here. I'm sure they're not going out to the goddamn tent cities across this country and counting nobody. What that count is those are the ones that are on welfare, just like they only count the ones that are drawing unemployment as being unemployed. Let's see what we got next here, people. Israel will accept 200,000 refugees from France. Wow. Now, they threw all the niggers out. They didn't want no niggers in their country diluting their culture. Now, did they? But they had to do it. I mean, they just accept refugees. We'll see who they're accepting. This is from Sputnik. It was sent in by Galen for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. The Israeli government discussed Sunday its readiness to accept a new wave. Oh, they got a wave of them coming at them, just like us, huh? Of immigrants amid an increase of anti-Semitism in France, Yannet reported. Following the outcome of a government meeting, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has ordered the creation of a national program to encourage the repatriation to Israel of Jewish refugees from France. Oh, taking care of your own, are you? Are you? You're not going to bring anybody in from Africa? They can't come from Africa. What about an African Jew? I gotta wonder. According to local media, this blueprint program will also be introduced to an intergovernmental commission on integration. Yannet reported that Israel's Minister of Diaspora Affairs, Naftali Bennett, has estimated that some 200,000 Jews in France could be repatriated to Israel in the future, in the near future. Come get ours, you son of a bitch. They need an exodus out of here, too. 1.4% of our population, and they got the highest standard of living of all the fucking Americans here. Way higher, triple, quadruple. Not like those impoverished-ass people that are getting $21,000 a year for a family of fucking four working two people, two jobs, giving $70,000 because they're impoverished down in Honduras, so bring them in here. We got $70,000 apiece for them just to fucking give them. The ECRI warned that in some countries there was a trend to depict multiculturalism as dangerous, a dangerous notion, and to pursue a pattern that seems to negate and deny the value of human rights and their universality, cited by Yannet. What about those Africans you threw out of there? You even paid them, like you're wanting us to pay these goddamn Hondurans to go away.
They don't count. They're sub-Saharans.
That makes sense.
Sub-Saharans, yeah, they're not even black. They're below the desert in Africa.
Mm.
They're sub-Saharans, according to the, Israeli termination,
Well, the fact is they wanted them out of there because they didn't want their cult. What was it now? They didn't want their culture diluted. But what they're talking about here is a trend to depict multiculturalism as a dangerous notion. Well, that's the notion you got, ain't it? You don't want your culture ripped apart. You don't want the identity of your people removed and replaced and diluted down to, well, the one world citizens, which you really want, ain't it, you New World Order son of a bitch? An earlier ECRI report noted rising levels of race-related crime and rise of hate speech in France. Well, they figured out who the fuck you were, like the other 99 countries that kicked your asses out, huh? The commission pointed out that the situation in the country was even more worrying, taking into account a strong tendency by victims and the press to underreport racist attacks, underreport attacks on the Jews, really? As well as homo and transphobic crime as loopholes undermining the effectiveness of criminal provisions covering the hate crimes and the commonplace use of political statements to stigmatize vulnerable groups. Oh, those Jews are vulnerable. Yeah, you sons of bitches, they find out who you are. Ooh. Ooh. That's such a small, little, tiny population of this planet causing all the fucking misery they are. People are figuring out, people aren't that dumb, especially with the internet, but that's why they're working so hard to shut it down, to remove all the information, all of the goddamn documented information that proves exactly what's going on in this goddamn world and who's behind it, have led to trivializing racist and intolerant attitudes in the nation. I got news for you. I'm an American national. I ain't one of your subject, and I can intolerate any fucking thing I want to. I can hate. I can hate right down to my goddamn bones. I can express that hatred. And the only way you can stop me is to try and violate that Bill of Rights, and I'll shoot your ass if you do that. Because I will defend that Bill of Rights with my life. And God, I'll take your life doing it. Goddamn right. Family calls for cooling off period law after son buys gun, ends his own life. I love the way, we're a country of... There's probably about 320 million American nationals who are supposed to be here. You can add about another 110 or 20 million more that are illegally here, that aren't supposed to be here, that are invaders, that have come through fraud. But I just love the way an individual, that is one of the biggest problems of the Americans that I've seen. That when just in my natural contact with people, that is something that they instilled at a very young age, is this idea that the world revolves around your ass. My mom shut me down on that when I was 12 fucking years old. When I was 12 years old, I wanted a motorcycle. And thinking how to breach the question, because my daddy worked hard. Fuck, he was supporting 10 kids and asked for something. I think it was like $175 fucking dollars back then. I mean, a lot of money back then. And so finally I get around to it, and I remember it so clearly. We're out in the yard, and it was in the summertime, and I said, Ma, I want this motorcycle. I seen this motorcycle, and I want it. And she just turns around at me, and she goes, the world don't owe you no goddamn living. You want a motorcycle, you go work for it. I went, went and got a fucking job at 12 years old. I worked all fucking summer, and I bought the goddamn motorcycle. Nobody handed it to me. But this whole idea, you see people, you talk to them about their experiences, like since maybe they went to the hospital or they had an illness or something. And this is the delusion, I guess. They can claim they found a bug life or a germ life on Mars or this or that or something that existed. In this universe, We are an endangered species. There's no more like us. There may be 7 billion of us, but we're on one single fucking planet of billions and billions and billions of planets. Okay? And as a species, we are rare like every other species on this goddamn planet. But this idea, this fucking idea, somebody will come in and talk to you, and you always be polite with. I'm always polite with people. I'm just that way. I'll sarcastically, I'll move the conversation around to, well, you really think that you're really all that important? But everybody thinks that the world revolves around their ass. Something happens to them, it should affect the world. It affected them so drastically when their kid killed themselves that, oh my God, the world should change. Something should be done to correct. And how did you raise this child? I don't know. It ain't none of my goddamn business how you raise your children. There should be a cooling off. You want to go and come after my second article, right? Like you got some kind of fucking authority to do so, you nobody nothing son of a bitch. You could not, this person who is calling for this family, you could file no fucking charge in any goddamn common law court. What happened to you, happened to you. Maybe you should try to figure out where you went wrong raising a kid that ended up killing himself.
Are you here illegally? Yes. Okay, thanks, bye.
Exactly. Andrew Robert Black, 23, died Thursday, December 6th, in his home in Exes, Vermont. It reminds me when my little brother got killed. You know, they were shit partying. Hell, we all party. They were out of it when they died. And, you know, I wasn't in a real good mood for quite about 3 years. I was just in a very bad mood. And I was down at the store, and somebody who knew me, you know, when you're in that condition, you really don't see people, you don't see nothing, your mind's distraught. It's in another place. And I remember this person walking up to me, and you know, I'm so sorry to hear about your brother, and well, of course, thank you, you know, like that. And she says, I guess you'll be backing what the hell is it? Mad. You mean backing this and stopping this drinking and driving? I turned around and I just flash like that. You know, I'm still Henry. I said, you know what, lady? I said, my brother died free, doing exactly what he fucking wanted to do. I go, you can't die a better death. And what anybody else does ain't none of my goddamn business. This is a free country. It's a little bit dangerous. When you live free, it's a little bit dangerous. When you can do anything you want to do, as long as you're not violating another's rights, it's a little bit dangerous. But goddamn, there's nothing like freedom. Nothing like it. And nothing. And like I told her, I said, my brother died. He was doing what he wanted to do when he wanted to do it. He was a free man when he died. And I ain't gonna become no part of no political bullshit to try to tell people how to fucking live. Black's newspaper obituaries asked that in lieu of flowers, Vermonters asked that those who wish to honor Black's life to consider lobbying legislatures with the following. In honor of Andrew Black, because I'm so special. 300. You know what? 7 billion people on this planet, you are not fucking special. Now, the super elite, because of the power they wield, they can make themselves seem special because they can crush people, because they can own people, because they can buy little children and pedophile them if they want to, and because they, you know, they can blatantly break laws that, you know, that were set down for you and me, that they had no authority to even set down for you and me. They can blatantly do anything right in your face and laugh at you as they get away with it. Now, they might. Go ahead.
Bunch of punk-ass bitches, man. They have to sit there and send people, right, and pay them in clown uniforms, mm-hmm, and clown cars to oppress you.
Exactly.
But they will never confront you in your face.
Because they have no spines.
Just fucking goddamn throw them in a full Nelson and put them in a leg lock and choke them out.
Oh, that's, see, that's, know? See, that's what happens in wars.
Punk-ass bitches.
See, that's what happens in wars when uprisings occur, when the lies and the deceptions fail, when the people just finally just, we've had enough. And like I said, that what has been building out here is unfucking believable. And like you said, they are spineless little cowards. The manipulators that try to, I mean, just like we've been talking a lot about the slavery in this country, the fact that there was as many white slaves, if not more, as there was black slaves. So as far as white and black, I don't think that the actual people who have been oppressed in this country, even as the, you know, the Indians, you know, hating the white people, you white people came and take me. You know what? We're looking back on our history and you know what? We didn't come here of our own free will. Most of the white people that were brought here that ended up shooting the Indians and taking their property away from them were brought here as slaves, sent here by the English Parliament. Servants. Huh?
They were indentured servants.
No, it's worse than that. You got to read that book, Flea. No. English Parliament straight up sent, like, the Irish as fucking slaves, as named slaves.
Yeah, and the Germans.
Yep. Exactly. Well, look at the Hessians who came to fight us in our war. They were bought from a German prince for $20 gold piece apiece. Brought here as goddamn, not as indented, they bought them. And brought them here to come and fucking kill us, to put us into goddamn servitude. But the people, see, the thing is, the people in this country, because they'd went into the wilderness and they'd hacked their own lives out and they'd made goddamn farms and stuff, and they'd become self-sufficient. And when they seen, you know, this, and what it would come down to is that goddamn Benjamin Franklin, he went over to England and he went over there to report, because he was a treasonous piece of fucking garbage himself. Every man owns land, and the people are actually wealthy. I mean, God, there's never been more like a widespread of wealth among privately owned properties among any people on the in the world. And so it was always just a few that owned it all, and the rest were their property. And then there's all that money, and he's the one that brought it to the attention of the king and the Rothschilds over there in England. That the Americans, I mean, they've all got everything. Shit, man. The average guy, he owns his land. I mean, they're not beggars. I mean, they've gone from, they're in back in the mountains. They don't even recognize that they're subjects. They're not subject to anybody, but goddamn the Indians they got to fight, and the weather they got to fight, and the crops that they got to grow. That's the only thing they're subject to. And then when the king seen that, and he seen that wealth. That wealth being created, that was his goddamn wealth, because it was his property that was creating the property. And that's when they started with their shit, where they were going to come over here. And I'm telling you, it was all orchestrated within the higher echelons, because none of the upper people, none of them died. One or two, maybe. I mean, I still believe now, you know, me and Katie have joked about it, but I believe they took goddamn George Washington's coat and hung it up in a tree and shot bullet holes in it. And I mean, I think it was propaganda back then. Declare a king indeed. But the bottom line is, these people had went back and goddamn, you know, they'd feud with each other. They fought with the Indians. And then, you know, the very idea that some son of a bitch across the ocean's, you need to send me, I mean, when you harvest your crops this year, you need to send me a third of your fucking crops, because I'm your sovereign and you're my subject. Fuck you. Come get it. That was the attitude. Oh, well, you think I'm afraid of some fucking redcoats who can't even whip the Indians? Because, you know, the Indians, the white people learned how to fight from the Indians here. And they were brought here as slaves. Man, and don't forget that. You Indian people out there, don't forget that. The bulk that were brought here, we're not people that just volunteered to come over here and take this fucking country. They were fucking sent here, goddamn, as slaves, just like the Hessians.
They were on a mission. You're goddamn right.
Yep.
You know?
And once the land was cleared, I mean, this is like we talked about Daniel Boone. Once these brave, unbelievably brave, Americans went out and hacked it out of the wilderness, and once they made it livable, it's like what's happened to the whole country. Once they brought the resources to bear and made the land valuable, because it wasn't valuable to the king. Oh, he could go over and claim, I own North America over there, and the French king too. No, I own North America, or whatever in the fuck he would say. But it was fucking wilderness. It was worthless. Go get something out of there. The Spanish tried, and they got their asses handed to them.
Don't forget the Louisiana Purchase.
Exactly. But that was after, that was after the United States was formed, but I'm talking about the raw materials here. They knew it was filthy, fucking rich in raw materials, but how in the hell are you going to get it out of there? We're going to have to send slaves over there. We ain't going to go over there and face those savages. Look what they did to the conquistadors. They whipped their ass. We're going to send the goddamn Americans over there with nothing to fucking lose. It's like with the Mayflower Compact. Those people, those were endangered. There were a lot of endangered people sent here, but there were straight up fucking slaves sent here too, by dictate of the Parliament in England. The Irish were sent here as slaves. My ancestors, the farthest back I can trace on my mom's side, which they were Irish. I was 16 and 68. So they were probably sent over as fucking slaves. And with no choice. They didn't choose to come over here.
I have an Irish liver.
Oh, man, I don't even want to know this one. Oh, mercy sakes.
But the damn thing's probably made out of concrete.
Oh, mercy. At any rate, guys, I mean, the whole message here is, that, God damn it, we do have a culture. It wasn't that goddamn long ago that everybody understood it. And I can remember, you know, 30 years ago. And I was in places like Elkhart, Indiana. I was in places like Charleston, West Virginia. I went a lot of places in my life. And I mean, the things were the way they were. There were tensions and stuff. But I mean, as far as the races, I mean, everybody pretty well got a fucking long, man. We weren't at the point we got to kill off everybody, all these people. We should hate those people. And I mean, and it's just these goddamn Jew instigators, these goddamn shit stirrers coming in and you know, come in and just like this, what they're doing to us right now with this $70,000 per fucking invader. That they're throwing that in your goddamn face. That is made to piss you off, believe it or not. Because they're still convinced that they can get this 75% that they do not control, this heavily armed 75%, to shoot each other. It's the only fucking prayer they got. They cannot. We've whipped the world. We are the largest. We have an army big enough in this country, well armed enough to conquer the fucking planet, barring the nukes, of course. Because there's, just like Russia can never be. I mean, the very thought, we could defeat Russia. No, we can't defeat Russia in a war. And Russia can't defeat us in a war. That's what mutual assured destruction was all about. That's what that $5.5 trillion in 1950s and 60s dollars added up to. This country that we're setting in, you know, they talk about the threat of China. We have to spend $7 billion on this huge goddamn army. No, we don't. That was what that was supposed to all end. Or you think we're fucking stupid? Well, this country cannot be taken. You try to take it. You can be right up to, you've landed your troops and you're coming in every direction. Start pushing fucking buttons. The world ends. How about that? You can't do it.
China just bought the Long Beach Pier.
I seen that.
The Long Beach Port. Excuse me. Long Beach Port.
I seen it. Only way this country could be taken is through duplicity, through treason, treachery from within. And that's what has happened. Only thing is, though, the people fucking see, you know, they're not stupid. That internet was there at the perfect time. I mean, it happened at the time it had to happen. Now everybody, I mean, is armed to the fucking teeth. And I'll tell you what, that American nationalism is going to become a mean motherfucker. They're going to go, he's black and you're, yeah, we're American nationalists and we're coming side by side. And we're going to mow your fucking ass down, you foreign son of a bitch. Because we are American.
House to house, man. House to house.
House to house.
All right.
The thing is, we're American nationals. And we forget, we've gone way past looking at the color of each other's skin. We are nationals. We are a people. And we're coming in all colors. And that's what makes it so sweet. Because if you fucking feel that this is about racism, we can just have somebody. If you feel that you're being killed because of your race, we'll make sure it's your own race that kills you. Because we got them all here. We are the American nationals of the American race. Our skins are all pigments. And we hate every other motherfucker on this planet who's coming to try and take what we've got. And we will blow you out of your fucking boots. We will bring mountains down on you. And we will play with matches. That being said, we're at the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of the Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, I mean, I think just try to consider that, you know, because I know a lot of poor people that are working their asses off. The man, you know, the woman cleaning maybe like hotels in between taking care of her kids because they won't let them go to daycare. And the man working fucking two fucking jobs at fucking $10 a fucking hour. I mean, you guys know what the lie. They act $16 an hour, huh? I see you work for it, Trump. I see you have a life on that, you son of a bitch. As you're handing $70,000 a pop to motherfuckers who just walk across the goddamn border who have no right in this country whatsoever. So that they can help you codify your theft of our nation. Because before this can all end, people, we have to be in a ditch. They have to get rid of us because we own it outright. Our paperwork is perfect. That Bill of Rights is perfect. It cannot be broken. And it says that everything that's been done since 1868 is a fucking fraud. And we have a right to collect back everything that's been stolen. We have a right to throw everybody out of here that doesn't belong here. And we have a right to our common law and our common law courts and our goddamn right to peace of mind and body. And that is the word
free
from
state.
The trenches. Go ahead, brother.
Free state, brother. Free state.
Free state, brother.